You are listening to Real World News.
More stories of peasants arrested in Paraguay. María Olmedo, her brother Luis, and Dolores López are three of the 12 Paraguayan landless people who were arrested in a police operation on June the 15th, when nearly 50 peasants who were camping in Marina Queplot were evicted around 35 kilometers from Curuguaty in Canindeyú Department. 11 landless peasants and 6 police officers were killed that day. Real World Radio interviewed María, Luis, and Dolores in a regional prison in Coronel Oviedo in Caguazú Department. We also spoke with Felipe Urbina, who was jailed while he was helping Arnaldo Quintana, also detained in Coronel Oviedo, who had a serious bullet injury in his stomach. María, Luis, and Dolores are about 20 years old. They were victims of police brutality on June the 15th. When the police assaulted, they tried to run but did not succeed. Dolores is Luis' girlfriend. She was in Marina Cue visiting him. Their 3-year-old child was with them. He's now being taken care of by his grandmothers. Luis told us that the police arrived in Marina Cue from two different sites, Route 10 and the ranch La Paraguaya. The peasant claims that he did not see the confrontation because he ran and was caught by the police. He was handcuffed and beaten for hours. In the van that took him to Caraguaty, he claims that a police officer was beating him in his face with a gun and another one with a rifle. When he arrived at Caraguaty prison, they were aiming at him and threatened to kill him. Several peasants' testimonies collected during a human rights and solidarity mission in Curuguaty, where Rio World Radio participated in early September, agreed that the landless peasants of Marina Cue had information that this land could be delivered to them. Juan Evangelista Martinez is the widow of Arnaldo Ruiz Diaz, one of the murdered peasants. She was left with 6 children and a small loan plot of land. She has barely been able to feed her children. Her husband called her on June the 15th at around 6 a.m. to tell her to get ready to celebrate because they were getting those lands. Some relatives of the dead peasants and a landless peasant involved in Marina Cue confrontation said that it is possible that some of the main leaders of the campsite that had information before June the 15th about a possible police operative, but they failed to share it with all the peasants. Avelino Spinola, who was in the struggle for land from the start in 2003, was killed in the confrontation. Other leaders like Ruben Villalba is now fugitive. However, most peasants asked said that they did not know whether the leaders had information of a potential dangerous situation and that they trusted them. Felipe Urbina is also imprisoned in Coronel Oviedo. He claims he was not in Marina Cue, but in a meeting in Curuguaty. His account of the facts is that he saw Arnaldo Quintana on Route 10 in the morning hours crying for help. He had a serious injury in his stomach. He tried to aid him when the police assaulted him. Urbina told Real World Radio that he was tortured and received death threats far from the area where the landless campsite was. He was in hospital for 3 days, where he received threats from the police. The peasant, his lawyer and neighbors claim he was not in Marina Cue and demand his release. However, there is evidence against him. Damage in his eyes certified by a doctor as a result of the tear gases, which would imply he was actually there. He said he was sprayed with gases on his face when he stopped to help Arnaldo Quintana to plant evidence against him, said Urbina, who managed to save his life.
You are listening to Real World News.